Let's go to the legal.
Time for the legal.
Yeah, I don't have my legal.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, here's the way I look at it. And you tell me if you agree or disagree. Right. I'm going to do a little cross-sport analogy. So, let's say Steph Curry is Patrick Mahomes. All right?
Like it.
Okay, so...
He deserved it.
So, the team's so-so, and Curry and Mahomes have to carry more of the load than they should, let's say. Well, to me, Curry and Mahomes are going to do the best job carrying their team when they have to because they are absolutely phenomenal players. And their talent level is so great that if they have to do more, you can still get by and maybe even win and maybe even flourish. Now I look at a guy like Durant. I'd compare Durant to like Joe Burrow or maybe Josh Allen. I get it. He's won two. They haven't. But like he's really good. And if Curry were to get hurt, you know what? Durant, I think, could carry you for a while. He's not going to win every game, but he gives you a good chance. To me, Brock Purdy is Andre Iguodala. That's who he is. He's a damn good player. But if you're missing Curry and now Iguodala, you're asking to lean on more, he'll be okay, but he's not going to give you what Steph gave you or what Durant gave you. And I view a guy like Purdy in the 49er system more like an Iguodala than a Steph Curry. I view, you know, the three or four big boys like a Steph Curry.
Like, look,
Curry will get you to the playoffs. He's that good. Mahomes probably will do that. I can't say that about Iguodala or Brock Purdy. That's the way I look at Brock Purdy.
And I would just say this to you on that because I appreciate it. Man, Steiny, then, I feel like you're telling me or you're selling Brock short on the day's going to come where he outlasts and this is his offense. And Kittle could be gone. Like that's what that contract means to me, that Brock is a fixture. And I'm not
telling
you.
Doesn't mean he's a one. It just means he's a fixture.
But listen, he's your one. He's your one.
That's why you paid him.
Okay, gotcha.
And that's one thing that we heard. And you know what? Like, I wasn't crazy about it, but like, I can't forget about it. Are you really going to pay Purdy 45? Yeah. He's our guy. But he's our franchise. You made that decision, just like every team makes their decision on a quarterback. And Purdy might be better than Tua. He probably is, but he's not as good as some other guys.
But will you give me this, that they are in the process, and I know it's about Thursday, so we got to get to the Thursday game, and we will, but there's going to come a juncture that they build this offense around Brock once McCaffrey's of the world are gone. It's Ricky Pearsall for the future. It's Brock Purdy. Like, he's going...
They might be building around Purdy, but if he's going to look exactly the same 3 years from now...
See, you don't know... But
if he's got talent, got talent around him, is what I'm saying.
But I think he's got more levels to his game.
But in 3 years, let's say the 49ers have the Eagles' weapons... They got a Barkley. They got two great receivers.
And Brock can get you to the promised land.
That's right. Look exactly the same as it looked when they went as a 49er team. They'll rely on him the way they relied on him then. They won't ask him to do more than he can do. Brock Purdy is a great distributor.
But I feel like telling me, Steiny, don't have expectations on him.
I would never say that.
But it kind of feels like it.
Well...
Because you're calling him
Don't
Iggy.
Have
I think
expectations
he's better than Iggy.
That Brock Purdy can win you games consistently by himself when nobody can do that in the NFL. I don't think right now the weapons he has around him are doing him any favors. And I'm not sure, how many quarterbacks would have won that game on Sunday for the Niners?
I mean, he almost did it. So I'm an average quarterback on a good day. And I'm going to go here because you brought this here. I did it. I hated on Jalen Hurts so much, Steiny. He proved me wrong. Lamar has not proved me wrong, and you've had everything around you. Dak Prescott had offensive, you had a dime, you had everything, but you couldn't win. You played your worst football in the offs, and you had everything around you. So I'm judging Brock Purdy on, and I'm not taking points away from everything he's done. When it was rosy, he got you there and almost got it done. So that's what got him the contract.
Right.
So
they had a juggernaut around him. We talked about this. We talked about how when they were paying Purdy peanuts,
right,
that they actually had an extra weapon that nobody had. They had McCaffrey, great. They had Kittle, great. They had Ayuk, borderline star, and they had Debo. Once Purdy got paid, there was no way they were going to be able to keep all those weapons around him. And so in my mind, naturally, I would think that it's going to be an adjustment for Brock Purdy.
And everybody else, because really, the guys you named,
that's what we're
seeing. Only dude here is that's gone that hadn't been a plus was Debo. He kind of phased himself out because he wasn't productive anymore.
2 years ago.
But he wasn't collateral damage. It was like we're getting nothing from him.
2 years ago.
Oh, okay, got you.
Well, that's what I'm saying. 2 years ago was when Brock was at his greatest. McCaffrey, unbelievable season. Kittle. Debo, Swiss Army knife. Ayuk, doing great. They don't have anybody that good anymore. McCaffrey's not quite McCaffrey. Debo's gone. Kittle's gone. Ayuk's gone. I don't think you can expect him to put the numbers up. I don't think you can expect him to look as comfortable and as confident, especially because I think the line's worse, too.
Okay, so I'm asking you this. Let's take it to the coach now, the offensive coordinator. Are you telling me now,
about him.
Expect these plays not to work as much now that he doesn't have the ponies or horses
around
him?
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying when Curry's hurt and Podziemski starts at point, you get worse. And you know what? Who do they even have? Jimmy Butler can't turn Pods into Curry. He can make do. He can try to bring out the best in Pods, but he's not Curry. Like, Tonjes looks good to me, but there's no way he can be as good as George Kittle.
I'll put this in.
Why don't we just say simply, how come they can't run? Right, they don't have Kittle.
Okay,
it's that simple. When they get Kittle back, they'll be able to run. That'll be a part of their offense, and then maybe it'll open up the passing game.
But if we put this back in the bottle and talk about, we can forget what you think, and I've heard you, and what I think of Brock and what I expect in the future. The bottom line is you are about to embark on your fifth game of the season. You're 3-1, and you're injured. It's a mass unit. Forget what people you think of Brock Purdy. You better treat him like Joe Montana. And the reason I say that is run DMC, Stoney. It's tricky. If you run him out there and he truly is not 100%, and then you lose him for 6 or 7 games, I believe you're finished.
Well, of course you are.
So that's what we really need to be talking about is, can I get a report? I'm asking the Bay, and maybe I missed it, on Mac Jones, because if I can stave off Brock from going to re-aggravate this injury or make it worse for down the road, then, Steiny, you didn't treat Brock Purdy like he's your prized possession. Because you can't have another repeat, and maybe you will if he plays another bad game. But I'm telling you from the sofa Sunday, I'm just flabbergasted on how I can't decipher how much of Purdy's bad game was predicated on that toe. So now what can I do? Try to let that toe get as healthy as possible, and then my new reality is, hey, we didn't run out of time. We need you.
I think the toe is less of an issue than people who believe Brock Purdy should be the reason you're able to overcome all these injuries. I just think
that ain't it.
It's like I think about him when he was at Iowa State. They didn't have the greatest record.
He threw it over there?
Right. How come? Now, why did you think that happened? Because Iowa State was, for the most part, playing better teams. They were playing better teams. So Purdy had to be the reason, one of the reasons, and I'm not saying I know their personnel, but if Purdy's their best player on offense, then he's got to try to make stuff happen, almost win games by himself. But they're not as good as the other teams they were playing. And when you ask a guy to do that, he's probably going to make more mistakes.
Yeah.
Let's go to Paul and Tracy. Hey, Paul, how you doing, man?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Thanks for taking the call.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, Steiny, I want to disagree with you when you say that we have seen the best of Purdy or Mac Jones. Players always improve throughout their career. Look at Daniel Jones. Look at Sam Darnold. Even Tom Brady became the GOAT from a game manager. My second take is, Guru, I 100% agree with you that it's a team sport, but not every player has the same impact on winning or losing.
No doubt.
For example, if a quarterback throws an interception, two or three, you're probably going to lose the game. But if a linebacker misses like five tackles, you're probably going to be fine. So not everyone has the same impact on winning or losing. So that's my two takes, guys.
Yeah, and I'm just saying, do I know that we've seen our best with Brock Purdy? No.
All right. And that.
But
I understand if you think.
Let me see a better year than 2 years ago. All right. Let me see a better year than 2 years ago. Well, and you know what people are going to say? Well, Steiny, it's probably going to be tough for him to do that with this team. That's my point. That's the only point I'm making.
I'm stating the obvious, Steiny. Like, if somehow, again, here we go. If somehow, with the state of the health and who's available, who's not, if they were just to be in their bag, I'm talking about coaching, special teams, Purdy, the run D, if somehow they could come from L.A. with a dub, I mean, now you are really truly cooking and put yourself in position to be like, okay, maybe we've afforded ourselves some time to get healthy, and maybe that'll even come with some losses down the road. But if you could lay an L on L.A. this Thursday when you're the only game playing, I mean, Steiny, it's a hell of a win. And I know Spadoni and Bonte got into it this morning about, and I'm with Spadoni in this sense. If you can somehow come away from the Ram game, and it's a regular season game, with a dub, this will go down. Regular season is one of the greatest wins of the Shanahan era, because right now, we don't even know who's quarterbacking, who's able to quarterback. You didn't touch the quarterback just this last week in Jacksonville, Trevor Lawrence at home, and now you got Stafford and that Ram offense and defense to deal with.
What if you don't win? Did you expect them to win?
No, I didn't.
All right.
I got you. You're 3-2. You got 10 days off. But then I'll say, Steiny, is 10 days even enough to get this team healthy?
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Let's go out to Gene in Oakland. What's up, Gene? How you doing, my man?
Hey, guys.
What's up, baby?
So first, I want to get one thing cleared up first. Steiny, Robin Clark is my virtual girlfriend, all right? You can have Ellen Parkin, but Robin's mine, all right?
Look at him.
Fair enough.
All right, hey, I want to talk about Purdy a little bit. So, you know, I like to analyze things and try and break down what I saw, you know,
right,
which is so terrible on Sunday. I see things that, you know, can and I expect will be cleaned up. And then at the same time, I'm seeing some of his shortcomings highlighted. The things that can be cleaned up, you know, the inaccurate passing. I mean, the one of his strengths has been accurate passing, particularly shorter mid to, you know, short to mid passes, even on the run. So I don't know what's going on there. I don't know whether it was the rust or the toe or combination, but I actually do expect him to do better. The decision-making, that's been an ongoing problem, but I'm hoping he keeps working on that. You know, under pressure, he still tends to force things when he shouldn't. The things he can't clean up, you know, he's not going to grow another 6 inches. So if they force him in the pocket like that, you know, if teams consistently do that, he's going to have a problem throwing over those big linemen that are jumping up trying to stop him. bottom line, this isn't the worst game he's played. I would say that was the Baltimore game 2 years ago where he threw, I believe, three interceptions and almost a fourth. That was by far the worst game he's ever played. After that, he took us to the Super Bowl. So granted, he had a lot of talent, a lot more talent around him than he has now. But if we get a healthy George Kittle, Juwan Jennings, and Pearsall, you know, and a little better O-line play, I think we'll see a lot better play from Brock.
Appreciate it, Gene, as always. You're the man.
Stay away from his girls, Donnie.
We needed a hook and ladder for a first down. We're in a bad spot right now, 4-1-0.
Yeah, I saw it.
It was a good play.
Hey, McCaffrey looked like he had some speed on that, though, when he got
yes, it. Had right, because he was
for
running.
For a second, I was like, what?
Yeah, because he was running straight ahead, didn't get blocked, dude, and caught a ball at full speed.
I was thinking like, man, I didn't put the clock on him, but to the naked eye, I was like, okay.
All right, here's why you're different.
Okay.
Steiny. You think McCaffrey's still McCaffrey? You think McCaffrey's like he was 2 years ago? No, something's not right. But you think he's McCaffrey from 2 years ago.
No, and even I brought it up, I said, there's something there. I can't put my finger on it. But the premise is real.
They used to be able to run the hell out of it.
No doubt.
They haven't been able to run the hell out of it. That has a ripple effect on Purdy.
But it's like elevator doors closing, Stani. You know when those things are closing and people are getting hands on you, it's different than running when the elevator doors are wide open.
So you think he's the same? Like, just like, I don't.
I
feel like you don't recognize slippage. I mean, it's to me...
I'm in my 50s. You know, I do recognize slippage.
I mean, we can say it all the time. You know, McCaffrey at 80 is better than
He's
better than Garendo. Yeah, okay. But he's not as good as McCaffrey
at
100.
I said 95% of the reason they can't run the ball is the O-line. Would you have a problem with that?
I think that's too high. Yeah. I think that's too high. McCaffrey used to make that run on the left side, and he always got 8 yards. He didn't get 8 yards
anymore.
Well,
guess who was blocking over there, knocking dudes on their ass?
Okay,
who now
he's
getting pushed backwards.
He's the exact
number
same
71.
Player. He's the exact same
player.
I'm
not saying that.
He's not. Just, like,
that's not the whole reason
guru,
why they're not running, Steiner.
Guru, but if every player is not playing to their expectations, you're not going to be good.
All right.
If Tonjes plays great, is he as good as George Kittle?
No.
Okay, so
fine,
one position, boom, yeah. You're not as good. Trent Williams, not as good.
I
boom.
Get it.
Okay, well, Brock Purdy, no quarterback, could make up for that and take this team to a 14-3 season.
All right, now that's a whole different story, and I'm not saying
right.
that.
Like, all we're asking him to do really is get us to 10-7.
But last thing about the contract, because it sounds like, Steiny, 2 years ago, those were the good times. Shout out J.J. Evans, right? They're not paying Brock Purdy to be a bus driver. That's what I'm preaching. They got full confidence that this dude, if need be, can get in the shootout, throw it around the yard.
That's your opinion,
if need be. Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, if that's the way they paid him, then they may have made a big, big mistake. I mean, does Miami think Tua can carry them?
I believe they thought they
could
when they
paid
him.
Okay, well, that was a big mistake,
no
and
doubt.
There were a lot of people at the time
right.
that said, that's a mistake.
Do you think the
there
Ravens thought that Lamar could get him, not carry him, to a Super Bowl by now?
I don't think a quarterback can carry you to a Super Bowl. You got to have defense. You got to have special teams.
And the Ravens have had all of that, and Lamar has wet the bed on the biggest stage.
Okay.
One win, we go to the Super Bowl.
Okay, what's your point about Lamar?
That many teams, like Dak, have paid guys thinking Steiny could take us to the
promised
land.
Okay, when you're talking about the highest paid quarterbacks, I think there are far worse contracts that quarterbacks have gotten than Lamar Jackson.
And
Tua is a joke.
But you're special at
Trevor Lawrence is a joke. Like, let me look at the list.
But he's still a puppy.
Brock Purdy is
a puppy.
Look, they're all the same after the time.
I'm not calling Brock's bad. I'm telling you, you're telling me if the organization expected more from Brock, or he's got to do it in a different iteration of his weaponry, which it looks like those days are coming. And I like what I see between him and Pearsall when we do see it. I think they paid like it's Brock-centric. Not all of it, but to put chains on Brock and say he got this money to be a bus driver.
When has Kyle Shanahan ever put his quarterback – in the spotlight, and it's the quarterback making or breaking, like, our offense.
Okay, I got. What if I
a
said
quarterback
this,
to Kyle Shanahan?
Brought that contract.
Well, he gave it to Garoppolo too. Yeah. And guess what? It didn't work. Yeah. And it's possible this might not work.
But I believe he was let down too, because Kyle and the organization, because Jimmy's people just focus on the he took you there, and there was bad Jimmy at the end. But Steiny, he couldn't stay healthy.
Neither
and
can that, Brock. Maybe.
Well, like, see, that's a maybe. That's not a known fact right now because,
I'm just
this
saying.
Season as we go, he's hurt
but,
right
but
now.
But that's the other thing. Like, here's what else what is happening to Brock? This is unbelievable. You do realize that there were a lot of people saying, be careful about paying a quarterback like Purdy,
give you that.
Who's 6 feet tall, not particularly big and strong, who has to scamper and scramble. Like, do you believe that Brock Purdy is probably more injury prone than Josh Allen?
Yes.
Well,
no
then we've
doubt.
Got to acknowledge that he may get hurt. And, like, that's fair to me, too, that maybe you paid a guy who's going to have trouble staying healthy.
But isn't it football weird? And you're football weird that you go get Mac Jones and Steiny 2 days before game day, you don't even know which one can go. Like, that's a whole, it's like, bad luck.
Fine.
It's football.
You know what? I
got to
do this.
Luck.
It's not bad luck. It's the Niners' luck. It's the Niners'
luck. Yeah, which is buzzard luck right now.
Well, then just say, we have buzzard luck with injuries. It is unrealistic for us to think that we're going to go down to L.A. with a possible backup quarterback, with no weapons, with an offensive line that's suspect, but we're going to win. And if we don't win, it means Purdy didn't do enough. I'm not there.
And I'm
like,
not telling not you
the way that
would
that's
be
not
my,
the way I think about it.
Yeah, I'm not saying that would be my commentary after that. This is crazy.
It's not crazy. Like, it's. I'm going to get the injured list out for every foot. What about the Giants lost their wide receiver?
Yeah.
Cincinnati in a worse spot or better spot than the Niners? They're in a worse spot because they don't have a quarterback for 3 months.
Yeah, I got you. So, saw that last night.
Like, I got to tell you, I'm miss me with the crybaby injury.
Nobody's crying.
Yes, you are. You all are crying.
You know. This is a bit excessive.
No, this is what's great.
Come on.
You like to complain about injuries.
Yeah.
You love it because it gives you an excuse. But then when you can't overcome the injuries, you think you should have won a game.
But what's the excuse
You talk about the level that Kittle plays at and Ayuk plays at and McCaffrey plays at. You talk about all the levels that those guys play at, and then you expect the 49ers not to have a drop-off when their highest-level players don't play. It's like when the Warriors are going out there without Curry and Jimmy Butler, they're not going to be as good. And that's where I think we are with the injuries, with the 49ers. Get over it. Don't play as hard. Stop practicing this hard. Get less physical. Run out of bounds. I don't know.
But you're the guy that came up with the theory of something's going on the way Kyle utilizes or his run game, Steiny, as to why guys are getting hurt. So you've been on there.
You've been
on that train about something's odd here. It's got to be a correlation with this zone run, whatever they're doing.
I'm not.
You've said that
right,
before,
I'm done wasting time trying to figure out something that's impossible to figure out. I tell you what I am comfortable doing, though, now, is saying the 49ers are injured now, and I think it's going to be a long season again with injuries.
I believe you.
Okay, well, then lose your expectations because you ain't winning if this team is hurt. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.